Well?
The rest of the story. If you have ever wanted to be a food critic, go around tasting all that good stuff, somebody who makes a career of dining out or constructively commenting on a food company's newest products, you are in for a vicarious thrill. Because there's a food company in Grace Summit, Missouri, which boasts 26.9% of the entire market, and for their phenomenal success, they credit their staff of expert tasters, comprising many of the most respected and reliable taste testers in the business. The company's multi-building base in Grace Summit is a top-secret research facility. And yet, while the food critics are never told the ingredients of any of the delicacies they consume, their opinions are valued above those of all other employees, even above the judgment of the chefs who create the new dishes. In these incredible kitchens, in the foothills of the Ozarks, tomorrow's high-nutrition gourmet meals are being prepared for discriminating palates nationwide, and yet surely none more discriminating than those of the experts who work for this company, and whose culinary passions and aversions are right now determining the future food. Tours of this facility are very carefully monitored. Reporters are never, ever allowed to venture beyond the sight or earshot of the company's executive director and somebody from corporate relations. You ask to speak with an employee alone, permission will be politely but firmly denied. And you would just not believe some of the areas of discussion considered sensitive by company brass. For example, food shape. Food shape. Apparently the shape of one's dinner may affect the diner, either positively or negatively, may make a meal either more or less palatable by virtue of itself, the shape. Also the texture, another all but forbidden topic. It seems that the company has a fairly accurate profile of its consumers, including the food textures and the consistencies which they prefer. Now, corporate espionage, as you know, one company stealing secrets from another is a fact of life. And, of course, it's a constant threat, especially to this, arguably, the most successful company of its kind. Inarguably, is that the kitchens of Gray Summit, 11 buildings nestled in the rolling Missouri countryside, comprise the largest facility of its kind anywhere in the Western Hemisphere. And the stars of the show are the company's own food critics, the critics whose entire careers are devoted to the refinement of mass-prepared food. They, the company taste experts, have risen to the level of corporate heroes and heroines. There's even an oil painting of one of them, Sally, one of the taste testers, in the executive conference room where all important corporate decisions are made. And by the way, Sally is an English setter, one of over 1,000 dogs and nearly 1,000 cats whose expertise has helped to make Ralston Purina competitive in a business that takes up more supermarket shelf space than any solitary staple. A $5.4 billion annual business serving over 100 million animals, the pet food industry. And now, you know the rest of the story.